We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. This is Cherie Taylor, the midday diva of Magic 98.9. And across from me, as I usually say, I've got a little tear in my eye. Actually, inside my computer screen, hanging out with me here on Skype so we can do our podcast, is Elise Riley, the Weekend Diva. How you doing, Miss Diva?
I'm good. I'm coming to you from my sister-in-law's closet. I didn't have any of the sounds, you know, the sound stuff like you have, so I had to get it inside a closet.
Well, I had I had ordered some, and it was going to take a while on Amazon, so I kind of did what I needed to do. I actually cut up one of those egg crates that you put on a bed, and I had foam core board, and it actually worked, but it sounds so much better now that I have my actual soundproofing. Not proofing, but sound baffling. I hate it when someone calls it soundproofing, because everything's not soundproof. But it actually bounces the tones where they need to go instead of just like ricocheting them all over the rooms.
Yeah, thankfully she has about 7,000 pieces of clothing in here.
That works the same. You sound great.
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah. And so basically I've got my moving rack of clothes of what I'm wearing for the week. I always hang on it. So that's actually the backboard of me. So if anybody's ever seen the video of me being in here, you've got the little hanging rack, and that works too. So who knew that all these years of all the clothes shopping, I was preparing for my career. Maybe I can write that off.
Exactly.
Well, it's good to see you. I'm so jonesing to do another podcast, because we recorded some, but that's before you had the access to the computer and access to the mic, and so it sounded a little tinny. It didn't sound as great, and plus we were making light of some things that we didn't want to go on air, and so we just decided to pull that one.
We had to rein it in. We got a little too expressive.
A little too expressive, a little too funny, too opinionated. Let's just say we're very opinionated, but we were extremely opinionated with that. So we decided to pull that one back, and that might be on the lost episodes of the Divas Dish.
Yeah, so, we were really frustrated moms a couple days into this. Whew. And so we've got a little better handle on it now. So.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The frustrated mom, because I was still going into the office. You were doing some work from home, some from the office. And so we were missing each other. And basically that's the way they had it scheduled when we were going into the office. It was no one overlapping shifts. So you didn't see each other, but everybody was supposed to be responsible for cleaning down the studio behind themselves. Yeah. And so it was so sad. Because Elise and I share an office. It's like our little dorm room. And it's so sad to walk in and not see you there. It's like I'll look at your chair and want to have a conversation. And I'm like, she's so quiet today.
I think I talked to your leopard coat a few times. I had to come in really early in the morning. So
yeah, my leopard coat's in there because sometimes our office is really cold. And even if it's summertime, that leopard coat is going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lovely partner.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you're so much nicer, more intelligent than Cherie.
You're so quiet.
No, Cherie's not. Cherie has to tell me things. Cherie has to show me things. Cherie has to go, oh, do you hear this conversation? Or did I tell you what this person said? Or blah, blah, blah. So yeah. So you know what? It's all catch up time right now. And you talked about us being frustrated moms. And oh, girl. One thing we mentioned on one of the podcasts after the Barry thing, that you actually are expecting.
Yes.
Your second child. You're expecting little Owen.
Yes, it is a boy, if you don't know.
I cannot
people.
wait for you to have to be a boy mom, because that is so huge. It's just something about boys and their mamas. Oh my gosh.
I can't wait. I kind of for sure thought it was a girl. Me and Colin both did. My husband. So when it was blue, we were very surprised.
I kept saying,
no one else was surprised.
I just want to say, I kept saying, boy, you got a boy. You're having a
yeah.
boy.
My mom was convinced. I mean, no one else was surprised when it came out blue, but Colin was. It was awesome.
What did I keep whispering to your belly every day once you told me you were pregnant? You know, someday I may meet Mr. Wright. I may want to get married, and I need a ring bearer. So you're going to be a boy. One way or the other, you're going to be a ring bearer. So you have to be a boy. So that's what I kept saying to your stomach. And of course,
yeah, we're so excited.
I'm so excited for you too. I know the tears of joy that Colin had streaming down his face at the big reveal.
But yeah, he's so excited. He's already started ordering things. He has found Etsy. Okay, don't ever let your husbands find Etsy, ladies.
He found Etsy? Mm-hmm. Colin.
He has a Pinterest. Well, we have a joint Pinterest board for Owen.
I love that.
But no, he found Etsy. Just word of advice, my ladies out there, don't let that happen. Random things keep coming to the house. Which I'm glad, though, that he chose Etsy, because Etsy, you know, as we all know, it supports at-home businesses and, you know, moms like us who craft and stuff like that. So I'm grateful for him for choosing that platform. But our bank account is not as grateful.
Yeah, you know, I actually, before all this hit, I was gearing back up because I do photography. I still do my own photography business, but you know, I do not like doing weddings. I will do engagement pictures for certain people that I know. I do baby bump pictures, newborn pictures, and senior pictures, but that's it. So I was gearing up for a bunch of senior pictures. Now we're going to have senior pictures with masks on their face.
I know. There's a Friends reference senior shirt out there, and it says seniors, the one where we were quarantined. It is amazing. I've already ordered one for the senior we have on the soccer team. I'm like, this is the best shirt I've ever seen.
You need to show me where I can find that, because my godson, Zach, he's a senior.
Yes, I'll have to send you one, because it's, yeah, I'll send you the link.
And Zach, actually, oddly enough, was the ring bearer at my first wedding, so.
Oh, see? Ironic.
See, there's nobody, like, on the horizon. And I'm just like, Owen, all right, you can walk, what, by 1.5 or so? So,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
You've got some time, Owen, no pressure. And then I'm thinking, I just need to find someone to date.
Ella walked at 9 months, so, you know.
Whoa,
I mean,
whoa, 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 that's a little too soon there for me. Unless you know of somebody, at least, do you?
I would have already set you up if I knew somebody.
I know you would. All right, girl. Anyway, especially you didn't want to hear all my stuff. You already hear all my stuff anyway. Okay, so let's talk about the frustration of being moms. Congratulations on being the second time mom, because that's different. First time mom's one thing. Second
yeah.
time mom, totally different ballgame. And you're going to find out you're not as neurotic as you were the first time.
Well, thank God, because that was rough.
After a while, you're like, meh. And you know the whole thing about don't let them eat this before this and this and that and the other. And it's
yeah.
just like, we're so strict on that with Austin, and he is such a picky eater. With Bennett, we are more lax. You know, they're like, you're not supposed to eat strawberries until, you know, they're age one and all this other stuff. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like 3 months old grabbing strawberries. I'm like, okay, well, he's got teeth. Okay. Well, when he had teeth, not 3 months old, but yeah. Austin.
Ella drank a lot of juice, and apparently that's not good.
No, that's not good for your teeth. No.
Mm-mm. Well, she didn't have teeth. She didn't get teeth till she was 14 months old.
Oh my gosh, Austin could talk at 7 months old, and he didn't get teeth until after that. He was talking
oh, yeah.
before he had teeth. And then my mother,
was.
My mother-in-law at the time kept saying, well, what does the doctor say? What does the doctor say? And you know what I wanted to say so bad? The doctor said he does not have teeth because I'm a bad mother. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, Ella celebrated her first birthday, and you know, you have that like little chart, and it's like, how many teeth do I have? Yeah, zero.
Because my
didn't
mommy
get her first
fed
tooth.
Me juice. My mom gave me juice.
Yeah, we had to break her after she started getting her first tooth, and she was so upset. We had to switch it to water, and oh, she was furious.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Austin couldn't walk on his first birthday, but he could talk before he had teeth. And it was funny because people were just like, you know, they'd see him and go, oh, what a cute baby. And he'd start having a conversation with them and they're like, ah, it's like a
oh,
talking
yeah.
doll thing. It's like, oh my God.
Ella crawled at 5 months, walked at 9 months. She carried her own trick-or-treat container. She was born at the end of January, and at Halloween, she walked and trick-or-treated on her own.
Oh, you know what people used to tell me, like, when, you know, if they walk really fast, that means they're getting out of the way for another one. Ella showed them 6 years later, then she's like, oh, boy, don't care.
Yeah, she's getting better. She's starting to talk to him and stuff, and that's really cute. I'm looking forward to when she can feel it move, and she can see him, like, moving on my skin. I can feel him, but nobody else really can yet. Colin, we think, felt him one time, but he's not very active yet.
Oh my God. But when they get active, it's just like those roles that they do inside of you. And Bennett had no room at all. Bennett had absolutely no room at all. So all I could do was feel him like go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And my belly would dance. There was, I was working at Magic at the time. I was pregnant with Austin. And Camelot was at the Peace Center, and we had a thing where go to the show with one of the air talents. And so I was the one that got to take some listeners to the show. My sister Missy went to the show with me, and I'm sitting there. We're three rows back in at Camelot, and Michael York, you know who Michael York is from Romeo and Juliet, the old school Romeo and Juliet. He was also an actor on Knott's Landing and stuff like this. So he was on the tour with Camelot. And so we're three rows back right from the orchestra. And then Austin starts dancing in my stomach, and everybody around me stopped watching the show and started looking at my stomach doing this because I had a loose shirt on and then my stomach was bouncing. Austin loved the music. I'm like, I should have known I had an ADHD child then.
Or one that was going to do theater.
True. Both. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Austin was a show stealer. He stole the show from Michael York because my belly was dancing and they're like, okay. And I got so tickled because it was just like people just stopped watching the show and started looking at my belly like, oh my Lord. I should have just told him I'm not pregnant. I'm fat with gas pains.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
Owen likes soccer, which is awesome because Colin, of course, my husband is obsessed with soccer. He coaches varsity girls soccer at his high school. And we've been watching a lot of the national women's team. Mm-hmm. And he will move and flip and do. And if we're talking about soccer, he'll start moving around. So Colin is hoping that he will. I hate you.
I'm getting I want to at least get a picture of it.
And so
it's so much better than you being asleep the other day. It was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Super Dave was like, oh, that is meme worthy.
People don't understand. Like, we don't turn ours on just because we don't want to be a meme. It's not because we're trying to hide something or we're naked. Apparently, that was a statistic. Like, 1 in 8 people don't turn on their video chat because they like to go to board meetings naked.
Oh my God. No, I'm not naked. No. I on air all day, I kept going. You know how I always do at least once an hour, I go dance party time. It's Beyonce or it's JT or somebody like that.
I say that too.
All the time myself. Because it's straight from Grey's Anatomy. You know, yeah. They would do that in the operating room. So I totally pick that up. And so it's like, I'm always doing, I'm like, come on, you know, it's not like you're, you know, anybody's going to see you, but I'm seeing you through the webcam and I am judging you. I thought you'd at least be wearing sleepy pants. Come on, put some pants on. So somebody somewhere is going to be like, oh my God, she's actually just watching me through the camera.
Yeah,
you're judging you. And I've got on my yoga capri pants because let me just tell you, I am everybody else hanging out in pajama pants. I'm hanging out in yoga pants. But I did have my friend Jennifer Quirk come over yesterday and we recorded. She is a fitness and lifestyle guru. And yeah. She's my personal life coach. And she always jokes that I'm her life coach. And I'm like, girl, you've got some issues if you're using me as a life coach. Let me just tell you that. So anyways, so we recorded some self-care tips and some other things to go that a lot of people are going through, but they're not talking about through this because, you know, some people are putting up funny memes and at the end of the day, we all feel alone. And so we talked about that and I've got, we were just going to do a couple little short videos to put up, but what we ended up with was like an hour and 45 minutes of just talking in different segments. So I'm going to break them up in little segments and I'm going to be sharing that throughout the next week or so on the show. And of course on our social media. So it's going to help because it's those things that people are going through, but they don't want to talk about. And there are moments that, you know, how we have to be upbeat for our job and we've got so much information coming at us and you and I have known so much coming at us for quite some time. And you know, when all this first started and they like started closing the schools just for two weeks here and there, they started with North Carolina and then they started here and closing this and that and the other, or suggested you do this. And we were all like, okay, but it got real. And let's talk about it getting real. It got real, real fast when we walked in that Monday morning on the 16th and they handed us letters from Homeland Security.
Yeah, those were scary letters. Like, yeah. Hey, you're going to need this to be able to come to work.
And to buy fuel.
And we're like, wait, what?
What?
Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What? And then all of a sudden, it's like, I talk about, I love doing entertainment and I love doing this side of radio because I did hard news for 10 years. I managed the news and traffic office for Westwood One Metro Networks. And I managed that right in the middle of 9/11. And the stuff that came at us because of that. And then after that, all the training we had to go through, I would literally go home exhausted because I could not talk to people about what was going on and what we were going through and what we were being trained to look out for and what we were being trained could happen. Because after 9/11, a lot of people did not know. Did not know. They were scared. I mean, a lot of people are scared now. So after 9/11, all these trainings that we would go through, and then we got that, because, you know, at first we were like, oh, you know, this will change and everybody will flatten the curve and then everything will turn around. You were still going on a trip and I was still going on two trips, which now have all been canceled. And so we're like, oh, you know, our trips, it'll be this, that, and it'll be fine. It'll be back to this, that, and the other. And then we walk in that Monday morning and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, here are these letters. You have to carry these with you at all times. They're from Homeland Security. Do not share them with anybody, but they will give you access to this, this, and this. And oh yeah, there's a date on it that starts this day, possibly could start this day and go indefinitely. And we were like, okay. And then I looked at you and I looked at our boss and I'm like, this is why I got out of hard news. And Dave just kind of laughed. I said, no, Dave, remember when I managed that traffic and news office? This is what I was being prepared for. And then every step that came along, I'm like, yep, they said that would happen. Yep, that would happen. That would happen. And then I looked at Elise one day in our office. I said, you might want to pack up some stuff here in your office right now. And that's not that you're getting fired, but we're about to work from home.
Yeah. And I mean, luckily we've got settled in. Now,
and our company was great about getting it just
executed. They were amazing. Engineers have been the greatest help. Like, I'm not great on the technology side. I'm great on technology. The air. I'm great with entertainment, anything like that, but I cannot set anything up and save my life. And so I was able to video chat with one of our engineers and he was able to get me all set up, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Robert and Tony, big applause for you guys. So thank you so much because they were amazing. And I had my setup here at home and I was like, let me take it in just to make sure, because I know what it sounds like here. I just want to make sure the engineers agree with the setting. I took it up. We set up a little mock studio inside our office. And Robert goes, okay, here, this sounds good, looks good. And I recorded a few breaks from there and it was amazing. So the fact that it was just that simple and the engineers knew what to do and they stayed calm through this because they could have been hit with far worse. I knew everything that was coming on our side and what's going to be expected from us and what will continue to be expected from us, because we are here to inform, entertain, help everybody stay connected, and help everybody, as Kevin Bacon did in Animal House. I send you this meme all the time. Remain calm. All is well.
Well, that's what I say it a lot on my shows this weekend. It's like, we just want to provide that little bit of escape for you. You know, like, we want to play your favorite song and you let you turn it up and have a dance party in your kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we are all going through this. And I will tell you, Elise and I, as upbeat as we are all the time, we have to be upbeat because of our jobs. We're moms. We're a little scared too, but we have to be upbeat for our kids too. So okay. It's okay. So if you have a little bit of that escapism, it's okay. It's okay. We're all going through this.
And we're not like this all the time. The other day I got a set of nachos from Moe's and they put lettuce on my nachos. And that was my breaking point. We all have a breaking point.
What was my breaking point? Yours were the nachos. Mine. Oh, I know what my breaking point was.
I wept. over the nachos.
That was, I think you and I were feeling each other's energy, because I think that was also the same night I lost it on my kids, because we were coming back from Costco. I was out of Brazzi Bites. And you guys know how I love my Brazzi Bites. They are gluten-free, little tiny Brazilian cheese bread. You pop in the oven. The whole house smells great. They're delicious. It's just a little bit of heaven for me, okay? Because I don't eat flour. So we're coming home. That's the one thing I needed. So we went to Costco, got a giant bag of them for 12 bucks. We're coming home. I had my kids both at me. And this is when I was still going into the office. Halfway down 3D5, I was like, boys, can we just not talk to anybody? I'm not being rude. Let's just listen to the radio. Sing on the way home. No conversations. And then, okay, great. So they were quiet. We get on Park Avenue, which is not too far from my house. There's a little speed thing that pops up. And my oldest, who's sitting in the passenger seat, right in my ear, because his best friend's British, he likes to accent things in a British accent. Mother, the popo's going to get you. Slow down. He said that in my ear 6 times. Each time was increasingly louder and louder and louder. So
it always is.
I lost it out of nowhere, just straight up from the bottom of my toes. This anger just came rolling up. And you know me, I'm usually go with the flow. I would have just looked at him and said, that's the worst British accent I've ever heard. You know, but oh no, I was listening to Cher and no one interrupts Cher. Nobody puts baby in a corner and no one interrupts Cher.
It's true.
Those are two truths in life, okay? So straight from my toes, rolling upward, rolling upward, rolling upward, I just look at him and go, why can't I listen to a fire truck song? And I say fire truck because let's just consider how fire truck starts, how it starts with a spelling, and how it ends. You can assume what word I put in there, okay? And all of a sudden, as soon as it came out, I was like, oh my gosh. I looked at him, and my youngest was in the back. He usually has a comment for everything, and he's just like, usually he has a funny comeback. He was in shock. The oldest looked at me, patted my shoulder, and goes, it's okay, Mom, I understand.
Yeah. I feel that so deep. Gosh. You don't even know.
That was your nacho moment. That was my do not put Cher in a corner moment.
I cried over those nachos. I tried so hard. I was like trying to pick it off and I was being so good. And I'm just like casual tear. And Colin was like, do I need to get you some more? And I'm like, it was awful.
It happens. It happens. So between the fire truck and the nachos, we are human. We have our breaking point. Apparently nachos and apparently Cher will do it every time. Worse yet, they could have fed me a Pepsi. That could have been just it.
That's true.
That could have just been it. Anybody that knows me knows when someone in a restaurant says, is Pepsi okay when I order a soda? I look at them and go, no, it's not. Never will be. Never has been. Never will be. Thank you very much.
I don't know. We bought Pepsi today at the store.
You know what? At this point, I can't be within 6 feet of you, so it's okay.
It's true.
Just be Pepsi free by the time I see you next. See what I did there? Pepsi free.
Oh, casual.
Very casual. A little funny joke. Okay, let's talk about a lot of celebrities, what they're doing. They're chipping in, going viral. Some people are posting what they're doing. Some people are not. John Bon Jovi has his soul restaurant that he feeds a lot of homeless and a lot of people. There's pictures going around the internet of not only him just writing a big fat check or going off to his private island or anything like that. He's in there making sure people are, you know, getting served, and he's washing dishes too. John Bon Jovi. How awesome is that? He's, in addition to that, he also did a charity song with Prince Harry. How cool is that? We've got that up on our Facebook, actually up on our station website, magic989.com.
Yeah. I got a little excited for a second. You said Prince and you kind of paused and I was like, hey, how do you do that?
I know, right? Like, I was just like, you know, all these people are talking about, oh, I can't believe Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are stepping down from royal life. You know what? They're still doing good. They want to do good in the world. And I think they want to do good on their own terms. So I applaud them.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, why should it matter? Like, let them live their life.
Okay. And moving on from those royals, Netflix. People are talking about Tiger King. I have not watched it. I refuse to watch it. How about you?
I watched the first episode. Colin has only been watching it to see what the hype is about, just because, like, his students and stuff like that. He teaches high school.
Oh, yeah.
So he kind of likes to be up with what they're talking about. So he turns it on, and I'm so upset by the first episode because all of the beautiful tigers and lions and everything are in cages.
Oh, my.
And, like, they don't belong in cages.
No. And they don't belong in the middle of the...
They look trailer park.
Or where is it? Where is it? Like, people are like...
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah, because tigers roam Oklahoma. No.
It's pitiful. And I got so upset because I'm like, tigers are solitary animals. They don't want to be in a container, like literally a small cage.
You can't cage me in. They're like me.
And
hold on.
Yeah, I had to turn it off.
You had to turn off what you said or what?
I had to turn it off. I was so upset by the fact that they were in the cages that I had to turn it off.
Oh, I thought you were meaning this because our connection went out.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, what did you say? Did you say fire truck?
No. No, I'm pretty calm now. Ella's asleep, so.
Yeah. Yeah, my boys, I've told them to hold it down. I've told them not to try to use Wi-Fi because I don't want them to, you know, mess up our Wi-Fi or our connection here. And my oldest keeps going, why not, Mom? Why not? Why not? And so I shut the door. So, yeah, this is a bit of soundproofing. I've got the headphones on, so I can't hear him. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so yeah, the Tiger King thing. I refuse to watch it. And everybody's like, oh, you need to watch it. I'm like, I'm the first person that if someone tells me I need to watch something or do something, I'm so defiant. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. Yep, not going to happen. So I will be the only person in America. So let's talk about another royalty thing. A lot of people love Madonna. You know, first she was a singer, then she was a performer, then she also did some movies. We know she did Desperately Seeking Susan and quite a few other things all the way down the line. But did you know that she's a director now?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
She directed, and I found something that I kept saying I wanted to watch, and I thought it had something to do with, like, Meghan Markle or whatever, but it's Wallace that married Prince Edward, who abdicated the throne for her, okay? So it's a story based on, loosely on her life and this woman in present day's life who was named after her, and how they both gave up the lives that they thought they wanted and how their lives were connected. And it was directed by Madonna, and she did learn something from Guy Ritchie. It was an excellent movie. It's on Netflix. It's called We.
I mean, it makes sense that she would learn from Guy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because Guy Ritchie is an excellent director. I mean, yeah, I love all his films, all his British gangster films. You gotta love those. But that movie, check it out on Netflix. It's called We. You might want to check that out. It's, hey, you've got nothing but time on your hands.
Seriously.
And let's talk about that. All the activity that you see going on, people are getting out and doing their daily walk or a little exercise, but they are staying at a safe distance from other people. I've been staying at a safe distance because I go out on my walk once or twice a day to get out, you know, get some energy and get some blood pumping and some of my creative juices continuing to flow. So I've been doing that. And have you noticed the little teddy bears and the rainbows that people are doing? Do you know why they're doing the rainbows?
Yes. I do, because I posted about it on our Facebook page.
Let's talk about that.
I like the bear hunt better. I like the rainbow.
Let me talk about the rainbows. You do the bear hunt, because the bear hunt, I don't think I would do justice. The rainbows actually started in Italy when a lot of the children were making their own rainbows and putting them outside their windows because they could not go outside. And basically they were saying, this too will pass. There's hope. There's going to be a brighter day. Tomorrow's going to be okay. We're going to get to a point where we're okay. And the thing about rainbows, because we actually on a Divas Dish podcast a while back talked about this girl getting kicked out of school because she had a rainbow cake and she wore a rainbow shirt and all this. And the church school that she was in is having a problem with it. And my whole thing was rainbows are a sign of a promise of hope and good things to come from God. So I don't understand why people have a problem with that. And then these children in Italy are putting these signs out there with rainbows. And then people here are taking it a step further, making the stained glass windows. Have you seen that?
Yes. The girl across the street did one. We were going to do one yesterday, but it was rain today. So we're going to do one tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do one too. We went on our walk the other day with my friend Ellen and her daughter, but we've always been around them. We live in the same neighborhood. And so, we stay at a safe distance from each other. And so we talked about doing that as our Wednesday project. So instead of doing the windows in our house, because I got this old bungalow house or whatever, and I do have some stained glass windows that are made into this house, but going and getting some clear plexiglass, like cut from Lowe's or Home Depot, and then making on that and hanging them up outside.
Yeah, that'll be so pretty on your porch.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So since you've been redoing it, that'll look really good.
Oh, yeah. My porch is good. And so, I shared pictures of that with that on social media. So I just wish that you could come hang on in the office with me. So.
Right.
I know, right? Because it's so cozy. And you know what? It's like I copied you and Super Dave on the same text that if I could take our cubicle, like mini fridge out of our office, if I was strong enough to lift that would be on the porch as well. But it's not. So it's still in the office and it's safe.
Oh, yeah. I'd be carting that thing down the stairs. Oh,
my gosh. Could you imagine me trying to get that in my little Camry?
But yeah, that's true. It is one of the tall ones.
Yeah, it's one of the tall ones. Be like, I can't. I'm sorry, kids. Someone's going to have to walk beside the car down 385. Austin, since you like pointing out my speed, why don't you walk? And let's talk about one other thing before we wrap it up here. Austin is about to turn 13 on the 13th, and it looks like everything's still going to be closed down.
I feel that.
And I wanted to throw him a birthday party, but we're going to have to do that in delay.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, I totally feel that. There's a lot of things I feel because my trip to see my friend at Easter break down in Florida, that got canceled. So she's like, it's okay. When you come down here, we'll just have more fun. I'm like, oh boy. So let's talk about what some people are doing to celebrate birthdays, because I do know my friend Ellen, the guy she's dating, her son just had a birthday, and people were driving by his house honking and waving at him saying happy birthday. So a lot of people are doing that. That's kind of fun.
The parade, that would be cute.
Yeah, the Austin parade would be great. Also, we could do have people send cards, because Hallmark is a... actually donating cards for people to send out. And so I talked about that on my show today too.
I posted it on our Facebook page. The link is up.
Yes. So you can do that. And you know what? You can make homemade cards too. It's so sweet. And I was actually in one of the stores, and my grandmother always used to keep those box of cards around, the ones that are thinking of you. Some were condolences, some were thinking of you, some were birthday. Like those little boxes, like the all old ladies had them. I saw them in a store the other day and I almost bought them because I thought about sending those out to friends. So maybe
this is a good idea.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe this is what we need to get back to the way things were. Because, I mean, there was a study a while back that not many people do handwritten letters anymore or cards. Or maybe this is what we need to do. Maybe this is like our time of coming back to, not being so reliant on social media. Yeah, we can stay in touch with people via social media, but we're losing that human touch.
Yeah, the other day, Ella got a little purple card in the mail, and this was, I think, yesterday, and her face lit up. She was so excited to be getting mail, and when she opened it, it was a long handwritten message from her teacher, kindergarten teacher, and she also took the time to print out some pictures of her and her friends, of Ella and her little friends in her kindergarten class, and printed them out and put them in there for Ella so that she could see her friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's like, I know you probably miss your friends. And so she included those. And so we're going to write her back. She's at her parents' house in Mount Pleasant. So we're going to get a card and we're going to write her back. But the smile that brought to Ella's face was absolutely amazing. That was such an awesome thing for that teacher to do. Because there's 23 of them in their class. And so that took a long time because it really was a sweet, long handwritten message. If a card like that can bring that much joy to a six-year-old, it can bring joy to everybody.
Exactly. I love
we should get back to that.
I love getting mail, not bills.
Yeah.
Not bills, because I get most of those online or any kind of just solicitations or stuff like that. But an actual card or a letter. There is something beautiful about a handwritten letter. I still have handwritten letters from a boyfriend from college, and different letters that people have written me or cards. And as I showed you, I still have the cards where Jennifer sent me cards throughout. Jennifer, my best friend. So I still have those. So it's like there's just something special about those.
Oh, yeah. I found a ton when we were cleaning out the shed the other day that go all the way back to high school. And so,
From
yeah,
Colin.
love them. Yeah, they're from Colin.
I was like, uh-oh, better be from
Yeah. He
Colin.
well, because he at first I was like, oh, these cards are from like high school. And I think he like looked nervous. I was like, you know, we were together in high school, right? He was like, oh, yeah. We'll celebrate 13 years together in June.
Oh, congratulations, June what?
So, June 13th.
Really? Oh, wow.
Well, that's
My
our dating anniversary. Our wedding anniversary is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right, because May the 4th be with you, because you had a groom's
Yeah,
cake that was.
we had a to scale Yoda cake as our rehearsal dinner cake. It was to scale, everything about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm feeling that baby Owen's
Oh,
baby shower cake should be that too. I wish you could see how your face
yeah.
froze.
I know. You keep freezing on mine too.
That's funny. Yeah, it would have been funny because your face went.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking a picture of that. But yeah,
My
so.
foot's asleep, so I had to put it to one side.
Oops.
It's a very small closet.
Did you say closet? Yeah, you did.
Probably. It's like the one you put on the air of me the other day.
Oh my God. But you know what the PSAs that we're doing? If you hear the PSA with Elise, that's her daughter Ella in it. I haven't
Yeah.
got Austin and Bennett in to do mine because, you know, Austin would just like scream something like, subscribe to PewDiePie because he loves like YouTube channels. And I'm like,
Yes.
you know what? Last night I had a talk with him because he kept repeating something you heard in a Vine or a meme or something online. I said, Austin, it's so much funnier when you do your own material. And then he decided to shoot a video that he thought was funny with my friend's daughter and his little brother. It wasn't funny, it was annoying. And he tried to show me, he goes, Mom, look at it. I'm like, I'm going to vomit. He goes, why? I said, Austin, you cannot hold that camera steady and it hurts my eyes to look at. I said, please don't put that online. People are going to get vertigo.
Yeah, Ella's really into doing her own videos right now too.
Yeah. So yeah, but you know, we do have a service that kids can do their own podcast. You can do that through radio.com and more
Yep.
information on our website. So Elise, I'm going to wrap it up for today.
Yeah,
I
they're
think,
baking cookies downstairs.
oh yeah, it's time for you to get some cookies. And you know what? My kids are quiet, so I'm going to pretend I'm still working. So tomorrow, I'm going to have my friend Harmony Skipper. Yeah, I always say Harmony Smith because she used to be Harmony Smith when she worked with us at B. She actually stepped out of radio, went into teaching, but she is home right now. So she's going to join us on the Divas Dish podcast tomorrow. So we're going to see how Skype works with three of us.
Okay, good luck with that.
You know what? I think it actually might be fun because if
Because
you've.
you know I probably will not be available tomorrow, and you know why.
Oh,
Tomorrow's my birthday.
that's right. That's right. I'm giving you the day off. You know what? We
But
will talk
Harmony
about
can
you.
step in my place. Yeah, Harmony can, because she can step in my place, and that'll be perfect.
That's me being so stupid because I was like, I definitely want to do a podcast with you today because it's your last day of being 30. Because you
I know
had
when you
me.
said well, when you said that about Austin's birthday and party and all that not being able to happen, and I'm like, yeah, I feel that. And
I'm so glad. That was a
my
blonde
birthday
moment on
is
my.
tomorrow.
I totally, you know, it totally slipped my mind when you said that. Because I'm like, yeah. Because I was so excited to talk about it, how last year you had the friend's birthday. And a
Yeah.
lot of people are reliving, like I saw Lindsay Seip that used to work with us posting something about, you know, this music festival, why don't you post your pictures from last year because nobody's going this year so we can relive from the past memories. So what I think you should do is post some of your memories from last year's birthday party because it was an epic friend's birthday party. It was the one where Elise turned 30.
Yeah, it was amazing. My mom really went all out. It was awesome, and it was a surprise, so I had no idea.
Because we all thought you were going to do a bar crawl. I'm like, why hasn't she called me?
I
Hello?
know.
Hello? Hello? And then I saw the pictures. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
I
So
had
Alyssa and
no
I didn't have
idea.
to hurt you because we are waiting to hurt you. We are waiting to meet you. No, anyway, so why don't you share that? Because a friend of mine asked me if I had any pictures from where she did my set hair and makeup on set. And she needed those for her portfolio. So I'm going through those and I'm like, what better time than to make a little catalog online of that? And I'm posting different people that I've worked with on different sets. So why don't you share online, get all your favorite pictures from your birthday last year, the one where Elise turned 30. And this way you'll be perpetually 30 for another year.
I know. I mean, this is a good way to not have to age any.
Exactly. You're stuck. You know what? Then I'm stuck too, because September 6th is my birthday. And I'm just saying, we may not see, we may not see state borders. Don't say that. No.
Mm-mm. My due date is 2 weeks before that.
Yes, I know. It's your second baby. So I know you can't hold out till my birthday. I tried.
I can't imagine like the women that are giving birth right now, because they're not allowed to have their families. And I can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. We have a family friend that's actually having to go to Emory for open heart surgery, and her family can't be with her in the hospital here, and they can't go down to the Atlanta hospital. So that's awful. It's awful.
Oh no.
It's crushing. It's crushing to think about. Anyway, so thoughts and prayers for you. Happy, happy, happy last day of being 30. So what are they planning for you? Are they at least getting you something from a cake or something like that?
I mean, I hope so.
Is it a cake that you'll like?
I thought about ordering my own cake.
Just to have the one you like?
Did you see the fabulous toilet paper roll from Buttercream? The Buttercream Bakery has a toilet paper roll cake.
Are you talking about Buttercream Bakehouse near me?
Yes, Bakehouse. Yes, near you. I always just say Buttercream Bakery, but it's Buttercream Bakehouse. Let me say it correctly. They have a toilet paper cake. Which Austin would think that's funny. You should look into that.
You know what? I will, because here's the thing. Buttercream Bakehouse made Bennett's first birthday cake. I love Bennett. I love the story. And I want everyone to know before I go any further, I love Buttercream Bakehouse. It's near my house. It was near originally my old house where I used to live in Malden. Now it's in downtown Greenville near my new house. And I absolutely love Buttercream Bakehouse. I ordered Bennett's first birthday cake from them. I went to pick it up. It said, "Happy birthday, Emmett." And they're like, I spelled it for them 3 times over the phone, but they were so busy. I guess they just wrote Emmett. So we call him Emmett Otter in the Jug Band Christmas all the time, because he was born right after Christmas. So yeah, anytime we go to Buttercream Bakehouse, Bennett is the kid in there that orders, giggles, and goes, "This is where they call me Emmett."
He would. He definitely would.
Yeah, he finds joy in that, and I find joy in that too. I love Buttercream Bakehouse. One of his preschool friends, her mom works there, and so we see her there a lot. So we see Christine there, and it's just so funny because Bennett thinks it's so funny that that's the place that calls him Emmett, but also gives him some really good treats. So yeah, anything from Buttercream Bakehouse is delicious. I brought the podium that time for Buttercream, and you guys are like, "I love this." I'm like, "Oh yeah,
yeah." You should look into the toilet. It's a roll of toilet paper, but it's a cake.
Yeah, it's a cake made into a roll of toilet paper. Yeah.
Austin would think that's funny.
It'd be hilarious. Or maybe we could do cupcakes and pass them out to his friends, because that way nobody's eating off the same cake.
That's true. Tip Top Cake Shop has those.
Ooh, I've seen the ones that have the toilet paper, the cupcakes made like toilet paper and poop, but I digress. Yeah. No one should give you poop. No one should ever give you poop for your birthday. Anyway. Happy early birthday, and I'm glad you get to stay 30 for one more year.
Me too.
All right, I will talk to you on Thursday then.
Okay.
Go get going. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.